Have you ever wondered why a loving mother would show her children a vision of hell? On July 13, 1917, amid a world torn by war and suffering, Our Lady appears not to scare us, but to gently guide us back from the brink. Let's take a moment together to reflect on that powerful third apparition at Fatima.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're thrilled to have you here. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede for souls today. Discover how his legacy can touch your life and the lives of your loved ones. Let's begin this spiritual journey together. Be sure to subscribe and tap the notification bell so you don't miss our next video. Now let's dive into today's story. Yesterday marked 108 years since Our Lady of Fatima appeared to the three shepherd children for the third time. So, in honor of Our Lady and out of deep reverence for her message, today's video is dedicated to what she revealed on that day. And this won't just be a quick summary, as the length of this video suggests. We're going a bit deeper. Hopefully, by the end, you'll not only understand her message better, but also take it very seriously. So let's begin. On July 13th, 1917, the peaceful hills of Fatima witnessed a moment that shook not just Portugal, but the entire world. There, amidst sheep and scattered stone walls, heaven bent low and opened the gates of eternity, revealing a terrifying yet merciful truth. The third apparition of Our Lady wasn't a comforting vision. It was a thunderclap from heaven, echoing down the corridors of time. This was one of the greatest warnings and consolations ever given to mankind. A spiritual explosion at the very center of history. Mr. Marto, the father of Francisco and Jancita, recalled what happened just before the apparition began. He described a mysterious change in nature. A cool breeze passed through the hills, the bright summer sun dimmed, and a strange cloud hovered over the little holm oak. He even heard a particular buzzing sound, like fleas trapped inside an empty jug. What was all this? It was nature itself responding to the descent of the Queen of Heaven. Then Our Lady appeared. Lucia, with innocent boldness, asked, "What does your grace wish of me?" Our Lady answered, "Continue to pray the rosary every day in honor of Our Lady of the Rosary to obtain peace for the world and the end of the war, for she alone can be of any avail." This praise, "she alone," rings like a bell across the ages. At a time when monarchies were collapsing, when ideologies were preparing to flood the 20th century with blood, Our Lady declared, only she could bring peace. Not parliaments, not diplomats, not armies. Only she. Lucia then asked for a miracle so that all would believe. Our Lady didn't rebuke her. Instead, she promised, "In October, I will tell you who I am and what I wish. I will perform a miracle so that many may believe." And she did. That was the miracle of the sun, witnessed by over 70,000 people. The sun appeared to spin and zigzag across the sky, shaking even the most hardened skeptics. But let's get back to that moment in July. Lucia also asked for conversions, healings, and graces. But to all her requests, Our Lady gave the same response. pray the rosary. It is the universal remedy, the spiritual sling with which we, Davids of today, must face the Goliaths of atheism, impurity, and rebellion. Then Our Lady spoke words that should be engraved in every Catholic heart. Sacrifice yourselves for sinners, and say many times, especially when you make some sacrifice, O Jesus, it is for love of Thee, for the conversion of sinners, and in reparation for the sins committed against the Immaculate Heart of Mary. This is the core of the Fatima message. Love for Jesus, reparation, devotion to the Immaculate Heart, and sacrifice. But modern man hates the word sacrifice. Our culture is allergic to discomfort. And yet, heaven calls us to embrace the cross, not for suffering's sake, but for love, for souls, for reparation. These children, barely 10 years old, accepted this mission with a courage that puts many of us to shame. And then Our Lady opened her hands again. But this time, instead of heaven's light, she revealed hell. Lucia recalled, "We saw, as it were, a great sea of fire. Submerged in that fire were demons and souls in human form, like red-hot coals, falling everywhere, amid shrieks and groans of despair." This vision wasn't meant to frighten the children, but to warn the world. Think about it. How many today deny the existence of hell? Dismiss it as a medieval myth. But here, Our Lady shows it plainly. She showed it because the world was rushing toward it, and still is. This is the love of a true mother, to warn her children of danger. Then Our Lady said, "You have seen hell, where the souls of poor sinners go. To save them, God wishes to establish in the world devotion to my Immaculate Heart." This is the axis of Fatima. The Immaculate Heart is both our refuge and our weapon. It is heaven's answer to the sins of the modern world. But what does devotion to the Immaculate Heart mean? It means purity in an impure world, obedience in an age obsessed with rebellion, humility, modesty, prayer, and no compromise with sin. In conclusion, this third apparition is not something frozen in 1917. It is more relevant now than ever. The errors of Russia, atheism, secularism, relativism, haven't just spread, they've matured. They've taken root in education, media, politics, and even the church. The culture is now built on those errors. But Our Lady didn't come simply to warn. She came to promise. In the end, my Immaculate Heart will triumph. That is the star we must follow. But heaven's triumph doesn't come through comfort. It comes through battle. So let's take up the rosary like Padre Pio did. Let's offer penance. Let's resist sin. And let's put all our trust in the promise of our Queen. Thank you so much for watching. If you enjoyed this video, please like and share to help spread Padre Pio's message. Don't forget to subscribe and click the bell so you never miss our latest uploads. Want to deepen your connection with Padre Pio? Consider becoming a protected child of Padre Pio, a special way to grow spiritually and be part of our prayerful community. You'll find a link to the join page in the description below. Check out the specially recommended videos on the end screen or the links in the description for more inspiring content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.